The Koivic Pod on Off the Ball.
That's two great performances back to back for them, and collecting 4 points from those two games is probably something that they would have set out to try to. They make it just very, very difficult for teams to break them down.
Subscribe to the Koivic Pod on the Off the Ball app now.
Off the Ball's final whistle. Your comprehensive roundup of the weekend's Gaelic games.
Hello and welcome to Off the Ball's final whistle. I'm David Wilson. On the weekend, where Donegal, Galway, Dublin and Kerry all booked their places in the All-Ireland Football Championship quarterfinals, and Limerick and Galway were dumped out of the All-Ireland Hurling Championships by Dublin and Tipperary, we'll get reaction from all over the country. But first, two events on Sunday in Uri, and Galway were winners over Down in a classic in Pádraig Eisleach. Pádraig Joyce's side had a thrilling 226-321 win, thanks largely to a 1-7 tally from Shane Walsh. Despite Galway's 10-point half-time lead, the Mourne men mounted a spirited second-half comeback. The Tribesmen were clinical early on, led by Walsh and Rob Finnerty, and only hit one wide all match. Down responded with goals from John McGeough and Ryan McGill and narrowed the gap to 3 late on, and a late goal from sub Tom O'Culhane proved crucial, sealing the win for Joyce's side despite a last-gasp two-pointer from Ryan McAvoy. Galway will go into the hat on Monday morning, and they can draw either Monaghan, Meath or Tyrone. Town's summer, meanwhile, is over, and Galway Bannisdore Pádraig Joyce told Off the Ball's Jonathan Higgins that he was delighted to beat a tough Down team.
Yeah, look, very happy, Jonathan, to get through. Look, it was a massive game, great game of football, in fairness, up and down the pitch the whole time. It was error-ridden and a lot of turnovers, a lot of good play, and probably started the game poorly enough, you know. But then second half of the first half, say, we kind of pulled away and got 10 points cushion at half-time when Shane got the goal for us. But came out in at half-time and 2 or 10 points up, we let them go back into the game with two-pointers, you know. And game then was topsy-turvy, up and down, tit-for-tat, back and over, so... We looked in a bit of bother in the second half there at some stage, back to 2 points, 3 points, you know. But fairness, our experience, lads, they kind of, so Peter Cook made a massive difference, he came on the pitch. Tomo got a great goal again, Danny Flagg got 2 points. Our bench has made a massive impact in the last couple of games, as it did again today. Even Johnny Heaney came on as a head injury there for Killian, and he handled the ball 3 or 4 times, minded the ball really, really well. So yeah, look, a lot of aspects I'd be really happy with, but there's obviously aspects of it wouldn't be awfully happy with the amount of scores we conceded. But it was that kind of a game anyways, it was going to be open, we couldn't have it every way, so happy to get out of here with the win, to be honest.
Yeah, a lot of positive reactions, but a lot of them, as you touched on, were kind of scores, reaction needed to scores you didn't want to give away.
Yeah, look, again, yeah, but like people are saying that, you know, we don't play for 70 minutes. I think we got a good performance there for the full 70 minutes overall, you know. But you're never going to get things your own way. Like, we're down to the last 10 today. Like, there was 2 knocked out yesterday. There's 10 left in there today, and we're down to the last 8 now, you know. So, look, that's where we're at. We know where we are. We're happy enough to be there. So we've a bit of work to do, and we just couldn't perform with that again next week, or wherever we're playing next week in the quarterfinals. If we can see that kind of score, we're going to be in trouble.
Down put you on a lot of pressure in your own kick out there halfway through the second half. Were you looking at potentially possibly bringing Connor on?
Yeah, we were looking at everything, yeah, because we gave away 3 or 4 in a row again and just didn't go to our kick out routine that we should have gone to when the pressure was on, you know, put a few over the sideline. So look, yeah, disappointing on that side of it. But look, you have to give huge credit to Conor Laverty and the Down lads, you know, like where they've come from last year, won the Tailteann Cup, and they've worked really hard. They've had a brilliant championship, and you know, they gave a huge account themselves there, and like, they are a building team, and I'm not saying we're the best team in the country they've ever beaten, but they pushed us really, really close, and we knew. So look, commiseration to them, but they have a good future ahead of themselves.
I know Damien today was named. Is that a sign that he's getting closer?
Yeah, look, he's getting closer. I just felt there at the end of the game probably didn't really suit him, you know, and with the explosive nature of it. But look, we decided to go with Tomo instead, and turned out to be the right decision.
Is he likely to be involved potentially next week?
Yeah, no, he is. He's trained this week, and he'll train again next week, so hopefully we get some time into him next week if he's needed.
Down have continued to improve under the tutelage of Conor Laverty. He said he was happy with the fight shown in front of a vociferous home crowd.
Listen, we're absolutely got it now. Felt in the second half, whenever we got momentum, I think football's massive with momentum at the minute, and we had it in the second half, and we just didn't utilise maybe just to enough. We give them a wee window of opportunity to get back into it.
Yeah, he got it down to 2, I think, was the closest at one stage. But Galway seemed to did a big game back off their bench, but they always seemed to keep that daylight between you guys.
Yeah, maybe we our shot selection maybe just wasn't great just in that wee period, and maybe give them a foothold back into the game.
First half, you know, the goal is caught in a sucker punch. You're probably disappointed in the fact that your player down injured at the time.
Listen, we are disappointed with that. Probably just he had a serious enough facial injury, and probably felt the game should have been stopped to make sure that the lad was okay.
It was a big moment of the game, but you must be so proud of the way you fought in that second half in particular. The place was absolutely bouncing.
Okay, listen, I'm really, really proud of the lads. I know the talent that they have, and I'm just glad that they give a good accountants, as they, we asked them to put in a massive shift and massive performance, and the crowd came out and gave us serious energy, but inevitably we got it because we didn't get over the line.
Without sound patronising, I remember we spoke after a defeat in Ulster last year, and you talked about you didn't want to be in the Talent Cup, you wanted to be in days like this. I suppose that is the building stone that you are on the road on, at the moment off.
Listen, and that's the level, and that's the kind of place on the table that we want to be dining at. We want to be playing against the top teams in Ireland and challenging ourselves, and that's where you learn and that's where you gain experience.
Goal of forward Matthew Thompson came up big with an important 5 points, all from play, including a glorious two-pointer. He said that it was a good win in tough conditions.
Yeah, it was from the first minute there. It was tough conditions as well, and it was just a very tough game. Down are a very good side, like they've serious power and pace everywhere, so yeah, it was a tough game.
Last quarter in particular, yeah. It seemed like a basketball game. It was back and forth. I thought two or three times he had taken control and they shot their way back in.
They were very good. Like, that was the toughest game I've played yet, I'd say. So, yeah, very good game.
How are you finding a personal load? It's your first year with the team. You look, I'll give you the best compliment I can, you look like a player that's played for years out there.
No, I'm just learning as much as I can every game. Like, I've got Shane, Damo, all of them looking after me, Rob, John Mayer. Like, I couldn't be luckier, like, with the management as well. I've had like loads of managers from that 98, 2001 team. Like, I've had John O'Mahony, I have Porrick, John Dively now, I had Derek and Ja last year at the 20s. Like, so I'm just learning as much as I can. They're all winners, like, so just learning from them as much as I can.
Donegal booked their spot in the All-Ireland quarter-finals with a dominant 16-point win over Louth at McCool Park. Despite a cagey, low-quality first half, Conor O'Donnell's goal helped Donegal to a narrow 1-6-7 half-time lead. The Wee County were competitive early on with Ryan Burns impressing. However, a second goal from Kieran Thompson in the 49th minute on his 50th championship appearance put Donegal firmly in control at 2-11-9. From there, Louth's challenge faded whilst Jim McGuinness's men finished strong with 12 different scores despite 11 wides. And McGuinness told Off the Ball's Scarlett Heron that he was not happy with his side's first half display.
There's a lot of things that we would be not happy with in the first half. We were sloppy on the ball at times, gave the ball away. It created a lot of situations for us where we were doing a lot more running than we needed to do. The second half, definitely, I think we took care of the ball a lot better. Happy on both kickouts. I think we done well on our own. We did well on Loud's kickout, and sort of we were more like ourselves, and that showed in the scoreboard.
Yeah, and what were your words to the players at halftime? Obviously went in 2 points up, but an awful lot of scores going wide and dropping short. Was that a tribute to the wind, or what did you say to the players?
Well, the players did say that the wind was very tricky, but at the same time, you know, there's going to be consequences when that happens. You know, like you're in a defensive phase, you're working really hard, you break up the field, and then you've got to break the opposition down, and then you lose the ball, you're back into that defensive phase. So 2 minutes later, 2.5 minutes later, you've spent the whole time running, and whether you're defending or attacking, something's going to give. And so it left us in a situation where Louth were able to breach us a lot easier than we'd have liked in the first half. But at the same time, once we got that right at half time and settled down in possession and used possession well, it meant then that we were able to do less running, I suppose, and we were more clinical on the scoreboard.
Yeah. And just on that, doing less running, this is obviously your 8th championship game now. What's that like on the players, obviously going next week as well? Does fatigue set in? Is that mental fatigue, physical fatigue set in after a while?
It's a grueling schedule, like, you know, it's a grueling schedule. They're amateur players and they've been asked to do a hell of a lot, and then the rules means that they're doing even more than they would have been doing up to this point. And 8 games, you know, it's a lot in 12 weeks. But at the same time, we set ourselves the goal that we wanted to be in the quarter final, and when we lost the game here to Tyrone, we knew that we were going to have to probably play 3 games in a row if we wanted to be in the Croke Park on quarter final day. And so we have 2 of those games navigated now, and we're looking forward to the quarter final rather than apprehension. You know, it's a good complaint to have.
Yeah, and obviously it's Monaghan or Meath next week, so you'll be watching the Ottawa tomorrow morning. How do you now prepare, only a week to prepare? How do you sort of coach the players now? What's your schedule going to be like in the upcoming days?
Well, it's very, very difficult to prepare because you don't have a lot of time. You know, really, you might get one training session, and there's only so much you can do in one training session when you're looking to set up against the team and press them high and defend a certain way and attack a certain way. All that, you know, all that has to be filtered into a 1 hour training session, you know, so it's almost impossible. But listen, it is what it is, and we just have to get on with it now. I think we have to trust our own processes.
Donegal can draw Monaghan or Meath in Monday's draw whilst Louth's season is over. Before proceedings began, Louth had requested that the game be delayed, something that didn't actually happen, and their boss Ger Brennan explained exactly what happened.
We drove to Sligo from Enniskillen. We said we'd have a look at Ben Bulbin's car to see what it's like. A few of the lads hadn't been there before,
right,
come from Louth, and then we turned right and north up towards Ballybuffet, and thanks to Garda Síochána Conor, they sent 4 bikes down to pick us up and to get us here on time. So human error in terms of navigation.
And despite suffering a heavy defeat, Brennan was full of praise for his Donegal counterparts.
Look, Gareth, congratulations to Donegal first and foremost. Incredible team performance for them. They certainly drove it home in the second half, and we struggled to compete and to live with their power and intensity. So congratulations to them. Their efficiency obviously went up through the roof then in the second half too, and we weren't able to get a foothold on the game at all. But look, a game with 2 halves, really happy with how our guys went. They tried to the very end. Wonderful group of players, Scarlett. We've had an incredible year, incredible journey. And looking to win a provincial championship after 68 years as a management team and a group of players, I guess it took more out of them we would have thought. But look, it was, Donegal, a better team today, and best of luck to them going forward in the rest of the series.
It still has been a good year for the Wee County as they won their first Leinster title since 1957. The talismanic Sam Mulroy said that despite this disappointing scoreline on Sunday, they can be proud of what they have achieved this year.
Yeah, look, it's been progress, and as I said, it's been building over the last while. So, yeah, it's great that we finished this year as Leinster champions, but a really disappointing day today, I suppose. The scoreline was harsh on us, and it's never nice to finish like that. But, look, best wishes to Donegal moving forward.
The Tailteann Cup semi-finals also took place on Sunday in HQ. Sub Brian McLaughlin scored 5 points to inspire Kildare to a 7-point win over Fermanagh and reached the Tailteann Cup final at Croke Park. His impact helped break an 8-all tie, ending Kildare's Croke Park losing streak. James McGrath added a late goal to put the result beyond Fermanagh's grasp. In the day's other semi-final, Limerick staged a stunning comeback to beat Wicklow, overturning a 7-point deficit with a 1-9 unanswered blitz. Sub Rob Childs sparked a surge with a goal as Limerick secured a July 12th final clash with the Lilywhites. Goalkeeper Josh Ryan also saved a crucial penalty from Wicklow's Ushie McGrainer. Turning attention now to Saturday's games, and despite Con O'Callaghan's absence, Dublin overcame Cork 119-116 at Croke Park to secure an All-Ireland quarter-final spot. Sean Bugler hit 1-5, Cormac Costello chipped in with 5 points of his own, whilst Paddy Small scored 4 as that trio led the scoring, while Brian Howard's second half goal of the season contender proved crucial. Cork, inspired by Chris Oak-Jones, won 4 led at half-time, but couldn't withstand Dublin's late push. Lorcan O'Dell filled in for Con O'Callaghan, who was withdrawn pre-match with a hamstring issue. Desi Farrell's men finished strongly, outscoring Cork 4-1 from the 59th minute onward, showing composure and experience despite an inconsistent performance. And Farrell told Off the Ball's Jonathan Higgins that his side dug deep to find a little bit of character.
Yeah, it wasn't a classic performance by any stretch, but it was one where we needed to show a bit of character and dig deep, and thankfully the lads did that. Yeah.
You started the game so well, had that early lead, but then Cork found a way to make things difficult. They seemed to hold on to the ball for large periods.
Yeah, I think we sort of naively gave up momentum, you know, a couple of bad decisions in front of goals and a couple of wides or whatever. I can't remember a couple of plays, but there was a period there where we 3 or 4 bad turnovers in a row, which definitely gave Cork some good momentum then, and we found that difficult then to wrestle it back, and we played in fits and starts then after that, you know, after a very promising start, which was disappointing.
He also offered this injury update on Con O'Callaghan.
We took the decision not to bring him on there. We sort of on the gauntlet on it a little bit for the last 10 minutes or so. So thankfully that decision worked out, and we give him an extra 7 days to recover, and he should be good for the next day.
Cork's races ran in the championship for 2025. Their manager John Cleary felt that his side didn't benefit from the rub of the green.
Look, we're gutted at this stage. I thought that we would give it a right go. You know, we always like playing against Dublin, kind of style. You know, suits our style of play as well. We got off to a poor start. It was the nerves or whatever. But then when we settled, and I think the goal gave us a great fillip, And look, we looked like going in at half time, maybe 4 points up, and then Dublin got a great 2-pointer. But the second half, then that was nip and tuck, and their goal was a big score. But you know, we battled back again, and you know, we had a 2-pointer to level it, free that just into the goalie's hands. And I suppose, look, you know, we were a bit starved of possession at times there. We couldn't do anything with Dublin's kick out particularly. And, you know, which had been successful for us all the year. And I thought we didn't get the rub of the green from the referee either, you know. I don't like criticising referees, but if some of them were 3 feet from me and I could not understand it. And then when it happened the other way, Dublin seemed to get them. It was one off the ball then, you know, and we were looking down the first half, the exact same thing was happening, and we didn't get any of them. So, look, we'd be disappointed about that. But, and look, we're out of the championship now. Bitterly disappointed now at this stage, and, you know, the year is over.
The Dubs now await quarterfinal opponents who will either be Monaghan, Meath or Tyrone. Saturday's other game saw Kerry bounce back from a shock defeat to Meath with a 320-117 win over Cavan in their All-Ireland preliminary quarter-final. But injuries to Mike Breen and Dermot O'Connor marred the victory. David Clifford starred with a hat-trick of goals, scoring in the 6th, 19th and 60th minutes. Kerry led 212-8 at half-time, and despite a brief Cavan resurgence that cut the gap to 4 at one stage, Clifford's third goal sealed it. Paddy Lynch hit 12 points for Cavan. The Kingdom will now face reigning All-Ireland champions Armagh in the quarter-final next week weekend at Croke Park. Turning attention to hurling now, and perhaps the biggest shock of the hurling championship since the turn of the millennium occurred in Croke Park on Saturday afternoon. Dublin pulled off a stunning 224-28 points victory over one of the All-Ireland favourites, Limerick, at Croke Park. Down to 14 men after Chris Crummy's 15th minute red card, Dublin still led 15-12 at half time. Second half goals from John Heatherton and Keno Sullivan turned the game, pushing Dublin to a famous upset. Heatherton's impact was immense, while Conor Burke, Sean Curry, another starred. Despite a late rally from John Kiley's side and a last-minute Dermot Burns free, the Dubs held firm. They'll now take on Cork in their first semi-final since 2013. Dublin boss Neil O'Callaghan told Off the Ball Stephen Gleeson about how proud he was of his players.
Yeah, no, listen, how's it feel? Listen, just really, really proud, to be honest. You know, we look at it properly, you know, like later on or in the morning, but, you know, just very proud. It's a complicated game, but, it was just character that won that game. It was so many things against us, even coming in, absolutely written off by ye and everybody else written off. To go down a man in those conditions so early, it's hard at this level to do that for 15 minutes, to do it for that length of time. I'd just be so proud of the lads, yeah, so proud.
After the crummy red card early on, most teams would have folded. However, this Dublin side is made of sterner stuff, as O'Callaghan explains.
To be honest, not a whole lot. We would obviously, you know, we'd obviously prepare for a lot of, you know, scenarios, but what we would prepare for is just from a setup perspective that we know what we're at from a setup perspective. But to be honest, in the chaos of inter-county hurling like that, you can only do a certain amount of preparation. When you're a man down like that, it comes down to, first of all, you need to physically be able to actually do it and stay at it for that period. So for the boys who put all the kind of work in to have the lads in that shape to be able to stay at it for so long in those conditions, you need to physically be able to do it. But to be honest, most of it is deep in your stomach to have the character and the will and the hunger to do it. And that's what we're proud of.
Yeah. And former Dubs hurler Ryan O'Dwyer found it hard to keep it together post-match.
Oh look, I'm still shaking. Look, we walked around from the Hogan over here to the Cusack, and I'm still buzzing. It actually did happen. It's actually real. Look, no, before the game, before there was a ball even poked, nobody was giving Dublin any hope to win. The bookies, I think, was minus 12 was the handicap, or some bookies was minus 14. Not a hope. Then 23 minutes into it, Chris Crummy gets sent off. Your leader, your tallies man, your go-to man when they need a point, sent off down to 14. You're against a team that has buckets of all-stars. that has the 30 lads in the panel have our household names in the GAA world, but they came out, they hooked, they blocked, they hassled, and they fought their way to victory there today. I am so proud to have been associated with Dublin Hurling when I see a performance like that. And I suppose you look at it and say, coming into this year, it was seen as a building year for Dublin. Even beforehand on the preview, I that's exactly what I said, this is a building year. But I think it's just, there's a saying there that work rate beats talent or something like that. Well, they certainly showed that today. Now, they have plenty of talent in the group, but I think the work rate just was unbelievable there today. I would love to see a stat on the hooks and blocks, but absolutely, absolutely unbelievable.
Limerick boss John Kiely was magnanimous in defeat.
Yeah, listen, very disappointed, obviously, to lose, but I think we've lost to a better team on the day. Dublin deserve great credit for their performance. To win that game on 14 men for such a long period of time is a fantastic achievement for them. I think things stuck for them today. You know, when they went to pick a ball, it came up. When they went to catch a ball, it stuck. They were really good on restarts, ours and theirs. Breaking ball in particular was a particular strength, I thought, of theirs today. I think they were really, really good on the breaking ball. And in front, when they got their chances in front of goals, they were very accurate. And they gave themselves a chance to win the game. And when the opportunities came in that last 10 minutes, they seized those opportunities and took them.
And John, when you know, Chris Crummy was sent off, it sort of changed the game. And how did you feel that you used the extra man? Was it something that, like, Dublin were just able to get on the ball, or how would you describe it?
Well, we used the extra man, I suppose, in a typical way that people would, you know, a team would. You've got 3v2 on the inside line, and that's probably 99% of teams would use the extra man in that fashion. So we've no qualms about that. That's not a concern for me right now. I think ultimately, you know, we weren't 100% sharp on the ball. I think we turned over balls that we shouldn't have, and everything just seemed to be a little bit harder for us when we were on the ball.
Yeah.
And I think ultimately, you know, when you're that little bit off, it gives the opposition a chance. And, you know, Dublin, to be fair to them, we have to give great credit to them for their performance. They were super today.
Tipperary will renew their rivalry with Kilkenny in the other semi-final as they defeated Galway 128-217 at the TUS Gaelic Grounds in Limerick. The Premier will return to Croke Park for the first time since 2019 after a commanding 8-point win. Jason Ford scored 7 points, while Darren McCarthy and John McGrath chipped in with 3 points each, whilst Jake Morris and Andrew Ormond both scored impressive tallies of 5 points each from play. Oisín O'Donoghue sealed the win for Liam Cahill's side with a late goal. The Tribesmen, despite Cathal Mannion's 13 points, were hampered by 16 wides and missed chances. Tips, balanced attack and solid defence proved decisive, with Ormond earning man of the match. Cahill told Joe Troy that he is grateful for the patience shown in him by the Tipperary public.
You know, it's definitely been a bit of a journey to date. You know, very grateful to the people that have had patience in the vision and the project that we set out to do. And you know, there's a lot of players, I suppose, that have come on board this year that were, you know, a year or two too soon in the start of this campaign. So you've rightly said it has taken time, and we're probably a little bit even ahead of where we believe we should be.
That is about all we have time for on this week's Final Whistle. Remember, you can hear reaction to the All-Ireland Football Championship quarter-final draw on Off the Ball Breakfast with Cullen Buhig and Ger Gilroy from 7:30 on the Go Loud app or live on YouTube. Owen Sheehan will be back in the hot seat on News Talk on your radios from 7 each weeknight with more reaction to the weekend's biggest talking points. If you want to hear even more in-depth analysis of both the football and hurling championships, you can listen to the Football Pod with Tommy Rooney, Paddy Andrews and James O'Donoghue, or the Hurling Pod with Will O'Callaghan, James Skehill and Paul Murphy, wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube. Just search the Hurling Pod or the Football Pod. That is about all we have time for on this week's Final Whistle. Thanks to all of our reporters and local stations for sending audio in. Thanks to you for listening, and I'll be back next week with more. Have a good week.